This makes us think that it is unnecessary, and we wish some way could be found that would make the world understand what is needed. With all our writing, we wonder if we have conveyed a true impression of how important this work is with us. There are so many, that great numbers of our most valued friends and neighbors here are required to devote nearly all their time caring for and teaching them. We wish the truth of spirit communication could be accepted more generally, then we could the more convincingly tell of what our life consists, and of what is necessary there to enable the spirit to at once enter into the joys of this existence. We feel that at present it is placing an unnecessary burden on us here, and holding back the advancement, in a way, of multitudes of our finest souls. A specific instance of the slow progress that can occur is given below, and it is a pleasure to think that we probably assisted a little in his enlightenment. In the succeeding pages are further instances showing conditions so astounding that they will seem almost unbelievable to one newly introduced to the subject. This first instance concerns a friend of Sissy's, one whom she knew very well in earlier days. I will call him Frank Chase. He was a man of high ideals concerning this life, but very positive in his beliefs. He held in ridicule all ideas of communication with the unseen world, if indeed he held a belief that there was such a world. His interest was most keen in the mechanics and scientific discoveries of the day. He passed over in early manhood. 101 Sis had inquired about him several times, but received little information beyond the statement that he had not advanced very far, which she thought very surprising. Finally, when writing, we were asked quite unexpectedly, "Will you send a message to Frank Chase? If you did, he might like to come to this circle. If we can interest him in this work, it will be well for him. He seems to question everything, and doubts even the spiritual life. He knows, of course, that he has passed away from Earth, but is busy explaining that and many other things with a philosophy of his own. He has a bright brain, and we wish to turn it to the truth and lead him into the right thought here. That is why I asked you to send him a message. He does not know you are communicating. We believe that if he can find himself, that is, realize that he is a spirit and living a spirit life already, that he will begin to study and grow." The next day the pencil wrote, "After talking with you yesterday I turned, and with the quickness of thought, was far away, so far that it would have taken you days to accomplish the journey. We went to see the one to whom we wish you to speak, and we have brought him to our circle to talk to you. He does not believe it can be done. Can you convince him? Will you speak to him?" Sis said, "Well, Frank Chase, are you really here to talk to me again after all these years?" Mary said, "He does not believe it is you. Call to his mind something he used to know." Sis complied by asking, "Do you remember going to New York to see a young lady? Will you tell him how she looked?" Sis gave a short description of the young lady, and Mary said, "Will you keep on? He is impressed." Sis asked if he remembered this young lady coming to where he lived. "Keep right on, he is interested." After further talk we were told, "He knows now it is you, and is overjoyed to know it is possible to talk with and hear from Earth, which he has never done before." After some further conversation, Mary said, "He is so surprised that he can hardly credit it at all. Yet he knows that only you could tell him some of these things. We will bring him again soon, it is a good beginning." 102. He is startled, and can hardly believe, but will probably wish to investigate, as that is his turn of mind, and that is what we wish. We asked if they could explain how he had been getting along all these years without learning more. Try to think of yourself in a dream, a long dream, and everything happening in ways that are strange, yet you do not wonder about it. Your dream accepts the things as true. That is as near as I can describe his situation. When he first came, he was met by his father and sister, but they failed to reach his reasoning mind, and he has wandered on in this condition through all these years. At another time he came of his own accord to Mary, wishing to talk. After a short conversation Sis asked if in all that time he had been there he had heard of the many wonderful inventions that had appeared here in the meantime. He had not, and wished to know about them. First was the telegraph. Yes, he remembered that. But the telephone was new, and the wireless and the automobile. Then we went on to tell of the Great War, the immense ships that carried our soldiers, and the terrible guns. He had heard a little of the war, but did not believe it possible to do such things. What are the good things of Earth? He asked. This came near being a poser, but Sis spoke of the Red Cross work, the hospitals, the aid to the starving, etc. Mary said. He thinks the world must be in a terrible condition with so much science producing evil things. Tell him of the great vessel that was sunk by the Germans. Tell him about the ship that was sunk by an iceberg. We talked some time, and after some remark of Sis's, he said, "What am I going to hear from you next? No one else could have told me the things you have. I did not know it could be done." Mary added, "He is dazed with the thought, but he will take it to think over as he did last time. You are certainly getting hold of him and we must keep it up." "This is startling, Mary. How can such things be? Will you believe that each one makes his own life? Each one has the chance and must develop accordingly." Frank Chase's condition was caused by too much doubt, too much unbelief in a spirit life. He would not believe he was in a heavenly sphere and would not believe that he needed help, but argued himself into a strange and persistent unbelief until the desire for anything different almost disappeared. The next time he came, Mary wrote for him as follows: "I am here. Your teacher will write for me. I have been so unbelieving that I could get nothing, of course, and so I had no proof of the connection between the two worlds. But what you have said convinced me, and I am studying now so that I too can get in touch with mortal lives." Mary added. 103 "They have been years," he says, "when he believed he was on some plane above the earth, but he did not understand that this plane might be the beginning of heavenly life for him. It is hard to make you understand, and he says now it is hard for him to understand, and it seems to him more like a long, long dream than anything else he can compare it to. He is learning fast and is far happier than before and pursues his studies eagerly." This was an amazing experience for us. We had read something of such things, but it was also strange we had passed it by. But this brought the truth to our realization with much force. Many have been brought to us in later months, and we understand there are other circles also engaged in this work. It seems that these unfortunate spirits can frequently be helped from this side, even when the guardians there can make no impression whatever. Most of them eventually find their way out of the fog in some manner, although there has been a hint that it is possible to be almost indefinitely delayed. It is certain that many remain for years and years before they grasp the meaning of the spirit life. Such spirits have not necessarily led evil lives while here. More often, this spiritual handicap is the result of too strong a belief in some superstition, some creed, or some philosophy on earth, a case of being certain that one way is right and all others wrong. Such beliefs and philosophies continue with them more or less strongly on the other side, just as superstitions sometimes cling to one here in spite of all the evidence there may be to show they are without foundation. That the attainment of a development complete enough to enable one to advance to higher planes may be delayed almost indefinitely is revealed by an incident which I will quote just as it appears on our records. In looking over our records, there will be found a number of instances when Mary has said that Sis was surrounded by a cloud. Several times she has said she thought this cloud was the result of some other power trying to manifest through her pencil. In these cases, very little has been written, and numerous times when Sis has been alone, not a movement occurred. This was the case this afternoon. A little later, when I was present, only a few words came through. Later this afternoon, however, Sis tried to get passive when alone and her hand began to shake, showing that someone wished to write. Mary then wrote freely and gave an explanation of the perplexing troubles. Sis was trying to get in communication with Mary because of the letter I had received from a friend. It seems that this friend had been to a psychic who had given a message for Sis. This message was as follows: "There is an ancient spirit way back in the times of Muhammad who says he has been trying to reach Miss D, and says he has something of importance to say to her, and begs you to give a message which he wants to send. He wants her to write as a heading on her paper, 'The Seers and Sages of the Present Day,' and then wait in silence for his message." 104 When Mary finally succeeded in writing, the following was received: "We are here, and you were led by us. Do not doubt. We could not give that other one the opportunity. He would have misguided you. Was it the ancient spirit we were told to expect?
Yes, he is an ancient force or teacher, but is not the kind we trust. He has not learned the real truth in all the ages he has lived. He would teach you of occult mysteries as they existed in the olden time. We do not wish the unseen to be represented by mysteries, rites and observances. Remember that we belong to an age in which the teachings of Christ have purified religious belief, and we in the unseen strive to make his teachings still powerful on earth. We do not know just what that other message would have been, but we do know that you, as well as we, wish for the truth as Christ gave it to the world. Are you satisfied?
Yes, that is what we wish. We try to guard you always from such influences, and it is because we do this that at times you do not even get us. We cannot come through an influence so strong that it takes all our force to neutralize it. You trust us and that is well. Keep with us as long as we teach the truth that Christ taught on earth. Humility, unselfishness, the love of humanity, and the striving to make the world better. Sis inquired of the reliability of any of the ancient sages or rulers who wrote through others. We do not know any of the ancient kings or princes. We cannot describe or even see them. But this teacher who wished to control your pencil has been here before and we have checked his influence ; and as he said, he could not get a message to you. Are you sorry?
No. We wish your guidance and protection. You are safe while you keep that attitude. The world is likely to go astray if led by those who teach strange rites and occult practices of long ago. Christ and the truth as made known by Christ are what we wish to bring to the world. You are safe in such truth and such teaching. Was it because you were trying to prevent other powers from sending messages that I so many times have been unable to write?
Yes, we often have all our power taken in simply neutralizing other influences. Remember that only mind or spirit force can be used, and if used in preventing other influences, it cannot at the same time be used in giving out messages. Why did you not tell me what the trouble was at the time?
We do not like to admit the power at the time. Be satisfied. We are protecting you always. Goodbye now. Soon after this I came in, and after hearing what had been written, I said, 105. Well, Mary, we are very grateful to you for guarding the writing. You may well be, for it means your protection and your determination to receive only the truth. Then to Sis, do you see why we wish you to be our medium, even if you have less psychic power than some others? I said it was astonishing how many were slow in developing, and how long they were in seeing the truth. Can you see how very long people or spirits may be fascinated with their own beliefs? They are so unwilling to be convinced. No wonder that Christ taught the people that they must become as little children. We can tell you that many times we have neutralized powerful forces that were untruthful and malicious. We are constantly on guard lest some unworthy power succeeds in getting a message to you. We believe you would recognize it usually, but some spirits are subtle, and give sophistries in language that would conceal the malicious influence.
Mary, just why has nothing been said of this before? Were you afraid we would not understand?
Mary does not like to speak of the evil here ordinarily. It unsettles some earthly minds in their previous beliefs of a heavenly perfection, and we prefer to use constructive rather than destructive influence. Stories of undeveloped spirits somewhere in our records is the statement, the way is long and the road a weary one for those who have not learned their lessons on earth. In later months this truth has been especially emphasized through both Sis's pencil and my own. Many stories of the difficulties encountered, and of the time wasted in overcoming them, have been related by various souls who have been brought to us. Little do most people here realize the conditions that will confront them as they enter the spirit world, the time that will be wasted by most because they are so material-minded as to be unimpressed by spirit influence, the bewilderment that will cloud the path of many because they have no understanding of the use of spirit faculties, and so are hindered in their advancement by the dazed and incorrect impressions of sight and hearing. The miseries that will be the lot of some because of fixed but erroneous ideas of what heaven is like, which may cause them to wander long in darkness, while the number who cannot realize that they have even left the earth life at all is so great as to be appalling to one who is ignorant of conditions on the other side. Only a few, it seems, are at all prepared to understand what the life there means, and only the occasional one enters quickly into the joys of the spirit world. As the reader may learn in our previous volume, Spirit World and Spirit Life, no one passes into spirit life with consciousness at every moment of the change. Most are unconscious for some time, partly because of weakened vitality from sickness, but frequently from inability to use spirit perceptions. This period of unconsciousness varies from a few hours or a few days for the most fortunate, up to weeks and months and even years for one who may be selfish and materialistic. 106. And after the awakening, what? In the following pages we will let some who have passed through these experiences tell their own stories. If the perusal of these statements, and of others that follow, does not suggest to the reader the importance of acquiring knowledge in this life of some of the requirements for spiritual advancement, this book is failing in its mission. Not that it is claimed that all should try to become spiritualistic mediums, or spiritualists, or even attend seances. But it is insisted that all should familiarize themselves with two facts, that there is a future life, and that they will have to perceive and understand this future life by other than their present material senses. For, strangely, this knowledge seems to be possessed by an almost unbelievably small number. Added to these two facts are a third one that ordinarily should need no emphasis, it should be self-evident. This is that right living, a life of unselfishness, is necessary for spiritual advancement both in the mortal and in the spirit life. We have been so impressed with the importance of this phase of the subject that I am including at considerable length quite a number of illustrations. Where names are given, I have for several reasons used other than the correct ones, and in some places the matter has been condensed. We have sometimes used the Ouija board a few minutes before Sis began any automatic writing, as it seemed an aid in inducing passivity. One evening our friends seemed to have been waiting for us, for the little triangle began to move at once, spelling out the question, "Who moves this? Is it not Mary?" "No." "Who is it?" "Fourth cousin from David Fuller." This sounded like an attempt at being facetious, but I replied, "I don't remember any David Fuller." But the name called to my mind the marriage of a relative when I was a small boy, and I added, "I knew a David Walker who married a Fuller?" "Yes, are you he?" "Yes." "Dr. Walker?" "I'm Dr. Walker." 107 Well, this is a surprise. I was much puzzled. My father and Dr. Walker had both passed over more than 20 years before. I asked if he had seen my father. I hardly get any news. I began to have a suspicion that he did not realize where he was or what had happened to him. But I hesitated to say anything that would indicate that I thought this, for I also feared that it might be a sort of joke that was being tried on us by some malicious spirit. I asked, "Where are you?" "I am in a place I do not know." Sis took the pencil here, and Mary wrote, "He has not developed far, for he was not advanced when he came to this side. He is not a stranger to us, though we have only now learned his acquaintance with you. He hardly realizes that he has passed over. He knows he is not at his home on earth, and he wonders about his conditions here. He was not a bad man, just indifferent toward all spiritual things, and thought that death ended all. He would have liked to have you place him, tell him where he is and how he came here, for he is in the condition of one who has partly lost his mind, the earthly brain gone and the spirit force not yet in control. I got the impression that he does not really know he has passed into another world. No. He is really in a pitiful state, and we wish to bring him out of it. We think you can help. Tell me what to do. When he comes again, try to tell something about his earlier life, something that will strengthen his memory of the past. Through that memory we may bring him to realize his sickness and his death and his coming into this life." We had heard of cases somewhat like this, and we talked this one over at the time. But it had mostly dropped from our minds when some 2 weeks later it was brought to the fore again in a way that made a great impression on us. The record makes strange reading. But all thought of him was far removed when we took up Ouija. "We are wishing to tell you of a man who, wishes to write. After some difficulty they managed to partially spell the name Walker, and I asked if he were there.
Yes, I said to him, you have been away from home some time. Do you remember being sick?
108 Yes.
Do you know what happened?
I do not remember.
What happens when people do not get well? You have had such cases in your practice. They died. Had you thought that your sickness might have ended that way?
That is not true.
What makes you think it is not true?
I am alive.
Yes, but you are living under different conditions, are you not?
Rather, if you believe that you are alive, try to comprehend that there is a great future before you.
That will help you to move forward into better conditions.
That is a new idea.
Then after a short wait he asked, am I dead?
Yes, what you think of is dead, that is, your body is dead.
He seemed to ponder over this a little, then asked again, I am asking if I am dead.
Do you not think it might be true?
Are you not different from what you were?
I am surprised.
Have you not wondered where you were?
I did not know.
Can you tell me where I am?
In the spirit world semicolon a certain portion of it, at least.
You will see more of it after a while.
Again there was a little wait,
then, are you dead?
109 No, I am still on earth.
Can you tell us what your surroundings are like where you are now?
Something like the earth.
Do you not move faster?
No.
Perhaps you have not yet learned?
I have learned nothing.
Do you see others about you?
Yes.
If you will tell them what you want, I am sure they will help you.
How shall I talk to them?
I hardly know how to tell you.
Perhaps if you think strongly what you wish, you will understand their reply.
Are they dead?
Yes, and they wished to help you.
I am not sure I am dead.
I explained that I could not see him.
No.
That cannot be true.
Can you see me?
Yes.
I see you as a shadow.
Do I look as people did on earth?
No.
That is because you have left the earth.
Are you sure?
Yes, quite sure.
Do you see a beautiful lady near you?
Yes.
Well, she will help you to understand about the things that puzzle you.
110 No. I am not dead.
Mary, what shall I say to him?
I am at my wit's end.
I hardly know myself, but he will understand soon.
It seems almost unbelievable.
We are told that each goes to his own place.
But he seems to have no place?
No, not a place.
It is so strange.
Does it seem so to you, or do you have many such?
We see many, but the pity of it grows.
Where were his spirit guardians?
He would not listen, his own preconceived ideas were too strong.
His spirit friends were powerless, just as we are powerless, oftentimes, to send warning or blessing to the earth friends we love so well.
But he has not been on earth for a long time?
Just the same, his mortal beliefs were stronger than any influence from here.
He was not brought to us again, but we have been told that he was much impressed by the experience.
He had accepted the fact that he was in the spirit world, and was slowly acquiring his spirit powers. We will gladly do what we can.
Apparently two earthbound souls are brought at once, for the pencil soon wrote, we are here.
What can you tell us?
We are two poor humans who are confined in darkness and distress.
Can you help us?
How long have you been there?
I forget.
It is all a blank.
How did you come to the place where you are?
We do not know.
We found ourselves here and do not know who brought us.
Is it at all like the earth?
No, we never saw anything so unlovely.
111 Has it occurred to you that you have left the earth?
No, we have never left the earth, but we do not know where we are.
Has anyone ever told you that you have left the earth, and are what the world calls dead?
No, not anyone that we believed.
It is true, nevertheless, and you are now in the spirit world.
No, we are not there.
The spirit world is bright and this is dark.
It seems dark to you because you have not developed your spirit sight.
You must study for that.
Who could teach us?
Some of those about you.
No, we can see as well as they.
What do you remember of your earth life?
We had a home, children, and friends.
Here we have no one.
Why did you leave your home and children?
We did not leave.
We awoke and found ourselves here.
What put you to sleep? We do not know. I am trying to tell you that you have passed through the sleep called death, and are in the spirit life. What are you telling us?
That cannot be. Would you like to have your sight cleared so that you can understand?
Yes, if true. We know that you can come into spirit sight. We will try.
What shall we do?
We think Mary can help you.
Mary? Where is she?
We asked Mary if she was there.
112 Yes, and near them. But they cannot see us.
Can they hear you?
We will try.
After a moment she wrote, Mary thinks they hear a little.
Then we asked the unfortunates, did you hear a sound?
Yes, a little.
Who was it?
That was Mary.
I am sure you can learn to hear if you will try.
We will try. Tell us how.
Listen now, Mary will try again.
Did you hear this time?
A little. I believe you tell the truth.
Can you see them?
Not at all.
You can learn.
We don't know.
How do you know?
Is there anyone near you?
There is a shadowy form.
What is it?
I think it is Mary.
Will you try again?
We will try anything to get out of this.
Listen again. We hear a faint musical sound.
Is that our hearing coming to us?
I am sure it is.
We heard a word then.
It was love.
Was that right?
Mary, did they hear aright?
Yes, love was the word.
113 We then asked the others, now do you believe you can get their rest?
We believe we can.
And it is the first ray of light and hope that has penetrated this darkness.
We will come again if we can find you.
We will ask Mary to bring you.
Will she?
We will come if she will help.
We asked if Dee had been present.
Yes, and listening and watching.
It is wonderful how these earthbound souls need friends.
With all our love and all our endeavor we have been unable to pierce the darkness of their still earthly perceptions.
Do you know anything about these two?
We think they have been here some months, perhaps years.
We have no means of knowing as they have no perception of time.
They were brought to us by another circle.
The next one proved to be an old-time acquaintance of Sissy's.
There is one you have known who has come to us for help.
He is not sure of himself, hardly knows himself as spirit, yet feels the difference from mortal life.
What can you say to him?
You say it is someone I have known?
Yes, and someone whom you can influence.
Has he lately passed over?
Not long since, but he feels himself unable to progress without help.
He never thought of life here in the way he finds it, and does not know how to adapt himself to conditions.
Can you tell me his earth name?
No.
But he came from a place that you lived in for a while, not your hometown.
Can he talk to me?
We will try.
He says you were more advanced than he, and he thought you in the wrong, and now he wonders if you were right.
He believed in the creed of the church, heaven, hell, day of judgment, golden streets or their similarity, and has not found these things here, and be wonders if this can be heaven after all.
Does he not find it more beautiful?
114 In a way, but not so symbolical, perhaps, not so unreal to mortal thought.
Tell him what you have learned of spirit life.
He can hear you, we think, but we can only tell by his replies.
He says he learned to sing under your training.
Sis mentioned several places, and after one of them she was told,
yes, that is it.
Could he tell me his name?
I took the pencil, because at times I could get them better than Sis.
This time I did not succeed very well.
My pencil wrote a name that suggested that of an old acquaintance, although there was only one syllable right.
The name suggested proved to be correct.
She asked him, can you hear Mary?
A little, but not as well as you.
You are still held by your old earthly ideas and sensations, it seems.
You have not gained your spirit powers.
Well, that is it, then?
And it makes it seem as if I were in a strange country and without a guide.
How much can you see?
Not a great deal.
But it looks more like the earth than like the heaven I always imagined.
You will find as you advance in your spirit powers that you will see much beauty.
They tell me so, but how do you know?
I have always had that idea, and from what we are told, it seems that I was right.
Did you like to study while here?
Not much, I was dull, I am afraid.
You will find by study that heaven is very beautiful.
Mary tries to tell me, but I cannot understand.
Was the earth as fine as you would have liked? No. Was your home and surroundings all you could imagine? No. Well, by study you will learn that you can have everything as fine as you wish. 115.